Survival in the Coming Great Tribulation. The Signs of the Times. A message from Jesus about what is coming. Matthew 16, from 1 to 3. The Pharisees asked for a sign from heaven. Jesus answered, "When it is evening, you say, 'It will be fair weather, for the sky is red.' And in the morning, 'It will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening.' Hypocrites! You know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times." My beloved bride, I love you. Very hard times are coming, but I have prepared a place for you who love and follow me. You have nothing to worry. As long as you follow me with all your heart, as long as you listen and obey my voice, you will have nothing to fear. I am, and I will always be near you. You only have to keep obeying my written word. If you do this, I will make also my living voice audible to you. I will guide you in all the decisions that you will have to make, big or small. You will always know what to do. As I have warned you, the Antichrist and the Great Tribulation are coming soon. See Matthew 24, verses 3 from 28 and Revelation chapter 13. It will happen that which I have warned you about. There will be a mark of the beast to buy and sell, by which the devil will mark those who believe him. It will be a mark designed to make it impossible for them that accept it to receive my salvation, as the mark will effectually stop them from doing so. See Revelation 13, verses 15 to 18, and Revelation 14, from 9 to 13. There is soon to arise a world leader who will deceive by promises which he knows he will not keep. Lies, to make the world fear and think that the mark is the only solution. But this is a lie, because I and my love are the only solution. The truth is that the mark will only damn people to hell. So believe me, Jesus. From this world you will only get pain, lies, and death. Only in me you will get truth, peace, joy, health, and life for eternity in heaven. Be ready, beloved, to move at my signal and at my word. Like Abraham and his people who lived in tents, I will take care of you. I will tell you where the places are which I will keep you protected from the dragon, and he will not be able to reach you. See Revelation 12, from 4 to 14. All my wise virgins with oil will pray to receive my spirit of discernment. My beloved bride, you will discern who are the many false teachers that Satan has polluted my church with. Not the false shepherds who are using my name to achieve money, power, and pride. Truly few, very few, are the truthful ones that I have sent. Do not regard their high religious diplomas, for what is exalted by man is abomination in my sight. Look at their life, at their testimony, at their love, at their fruits, and how they speak by my written word. Only this you are to follow. Only this you are to listen to, as they follow my word. I will show you who are the false and who are the true shepherds. To my beloved bride, I will show. To those beloved ones who continually seek my face, my spirit, and who are doing my will. No one else will know or find my will. Only my obedient bride. Love, Jesus. End of message from Jesus. Let's read Luke 21, from 16 to 24. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But not a hair of your head shall be lost. By your patience possess ye your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant, and to those who are nursing babies in those days. For there will be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Mountains are symbolic of any kind of hiding places. Therefore, when it says in verse 21, flee to the mountains, you have to flee to your hiding place. Then it says, those who are in the country enter not into her. That means you need to get out of the cities. In verse 24, when it says, they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. Here Jesus is warning us, a worldwide emergency will strike in the end time. And the end time is the time that we are now living. Then it says that the times of the Gentiles will be fulfilled. That will happen at the rapture of the church, at the return of Jesus. You can see also Revelation 11, verses 2 and 3 and 7, and from 15 to 18. Also Revelation 8, verses 1 and 2, and 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 and 52. Beloved brethren, the following are important spiritual and practical instructions to follow, so to be well prepared for what is soon to come to pass according to the prophecies. Number 1. Fellowship. We must find true brethren. Beware of unreliable passive believers. Beware of false brethren. Read Galatians 2, verse 4. And 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? Then, connection with Jesus. And this is not a sermon. We will not survive then if we don't learn now to receive our courage, our messages, and specific guidance from the Lord. Now we need to learn to hear His voice. Now we need to get on our knees and not get up until we do hear. We will need to discern and know what to do and when and how and with whom, or we will not survive. Now is the time to learn to hear His voice. Then it will be too late. See Proverbs 14, verse 12. There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See Isaiah 30, verse 21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. Then, another important point is to prepare a refuge. Prepare a secret place to move to, away from the cities. And this place should be only known by those you are planning to share it with. Avoid fancy-looking places. Avoid easy targets for criminals. The more simple and humble, the better. If the emergency is not a national civil unrest and turmoil, then it will be enough to simply move away from the cities. See Luke 21, verse 21. See Revelation 18, verse 4. Why are we so worried about remaining in the cities? Well, some Christians, seers, have envisioned that the time is coming that some cities will be sealed because of radioactive contaminations and no one will be able to get out or enter in. In other cities, violent mobs will assault, will rob, will kill just to get some food. Even cannibalism has been prophesied and it will happen in certain cities. See, for example, even in the past, how it happened in the Bible in Lamentations chapter 4. Then, it's very important to prepare tools. Buy and prepare this beforehand, because now it's easy and it's cheap. When emergency strikes, you won't have the time to find the specific things you need. Shops will run out immediately of all the important essential survival things, such as generators of electricity, water purifiers, appropriate clothing for peculiar weather, such as warm or hot according to where you're finding yourself, as well matches, heating set up for cold areas, maps of the areas you are in, compasses, and many other things. Then, food. This must be long-lasting food, such as dry grains, cereals, honey, sugar, rice. Learn from the farmers how to store this safely from mice, from mold. The farmers can teach us so much. Water. An independent well is best, or at least store a minimum of some 500 liters of water. Have a water filter or at least some iodine or bleach to purify it. Usually you use 2 to 4 drops per liter, and you leave it for half an hour to purify. Money. The Bible prophesies a financial crash in Daniel 11 verse 20, followed by the rise of the Antichrist and the Great Tribulation. Read carefully Daniel 11:21, 1 John 2:18, Matthew 24 verses 15 to 22, Revelations chapter 13, and 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 3 and 4. If you have any money, you might want to change it into gold. Gold coins are best and practical. Don't trust banks, because they will do what they want with your values, and the ungodly government will size it at their conveniences. Avoid investing in buying buildings. Stay mobile, like Abraham was, like Jesus and the disciples. Read Matthew 2, verse 13, and Matthew 10, verse 23. The prophesied coming destruction of the church. It is prophesied that in the coming tribulation, the Antichrist regime will destroy the official church. As the Jews and the Christians were destroyed by Nazi and the communists in the 20th century, so history will again repeat itself. Read Matthew 24, verses 7 to 22, Matthew 24, verses 15 and 21, Daniel 11, verses 31 to 35, Revelations 12, 17, and Revelations 13, from 3 to 7. If you do a very detailed Bible study on the scriptures, you will find out about the prophesied destruction of the church. At that time, it will be imperative to have already learned to hear from the Lord. There will be a small part of the worldwide church called the woman, which is the bride of Christ, that will be protected. It says that in Revelation 12, verses 6 and 14, also in Luke 21, verses 15 to 19, Psalms 55, 6, Exodus 19, 4, and you can read also Psalm 91. Why only a small part will be protected? This is not because of some kind of a lack of love on our Savior's side. Rather is because, sadly, most of the worldwide church has no personal loving relationship with the Lord. Having replaced that for the love of the world, such passive churches are listening and obeying more the voice of the world than of the Lord. Therefore, only that small part of the church that is obedient, that is vigilant, like the virgins with oil in Matthew 25, only that part of the church who knows and listens and obeys the voice of her Lord and husband, only she will be able to hear his voice, and therefore only she will obey and flee to the places that God will have prepared for her protection. As we said in Revelations 12, verse 6 and 14, and read also 1 Kings 17, verses 1 to 9, and Isaiah 30, 21. The two last churches of the book of Revelation are also the last two churches of this end time, Laodicea and Philadelphia. You find them in Revelation 3, verses 7 to 22. Please, let's make sure we are belonging to the right church, to the bride of Christ. Oh yes, it will cost all we have. But it is the best decision for the whole eternity. It will cost us all, but only those who give Jesus all they have will receive His best. Let's read Revelation 3 from 14 to 16. And to the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, "This thing says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." Revelation 3:7-10. And to the angels of the church in Philadelphia write, "This thing says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door that no one can shut it. For you have a little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I will also keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Amen. Because you have kept my command to persevere, therefore I will also keep you." Revelation 3:21. "To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." In the times ahead, we will have nothing to fear if we will have chosen to be part of Christ's obedient bride. He will certainly take care of his own. 1 Timothy 5:8. "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." The tribulation and rule of the Antichrist, called the Beast, will last 42 months, as it says in Revelation 13, verses 3 to 5. "And all the world wondered after the beast, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. But Christ will take care of his bride, of the woman, as it is written, Revelation 12:6. "And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And verse 14, "And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent." Amen? So let's make sure we are following Jesus' full heart now. And when the emergency will come, it will not make any difference for us because we will be prepared. Let's make sure we are the obedient bride. If you need any help or counsel, feel free to contact us. God loves you.